Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Now, here is Rick Smith.
So, some good news. You may remember me railing on the other day about the school board in Waukesha, Wisconsin, and how they were literally taking food out of the mouths of children by not re-upping for the federal program to help them feed all the kids in the school. My school district has it. A lot of school districts have taken the federal money to make sure that they can feed kids. This one said, no, we're not going to do it because they'll get lazy. They'll get dependent. finally, the outrage got to them and they changed their mind. Good thing. And this is where outrage is a good thing if used properly. Now, the craziness that we saw going on in the eastern part of the state in Pennsylvania, not good. When you got a guy who's saying, I'm literally going to go to a school board meeting with 20 guys and we're going to throw people out in the streets and install our people and get what we want. We going to have an insurrection every day? Is that the goal? Here to share some thoughts on that is Lamont McClure. Lamont is the Northampton County executive. The guy who said that was running against Lamont in this upcoming election. So I thought it'd be interesting to get his thoughts and his perspective. Lamont, thanks for taking time for us.
Good evening, Rick. Thank you so much for having me on your show tonight.
So I saw this video, and you can help me with this, because I only saw a clip of it. I saw this guy, Steve Lynch, basically losing his mind, saying that he was going to die on the anti-mask hill, and he was going to replace the school board, and he's going to do all this stuff. And I'm going, that seems a bit threatening.
Well, Rick, as you know, I am the incumbent county executive of Northampton County. Unlike most of Pennsylvania's 67 counties, we have a home rule charter, and I am the independently elected executive. Steve Lynch, the individual you're referencing, is the Republican nominee to take me on in the fall. Yes, you heard it. The Republicans nominated an actual domestic terrorist. And let me prove the point. He participated in the attempted coup in D.C. on January 6th. His participation was so serious that he admitted that the FBI came to his door and he cowered in his basement while they were at the door to interview him about his insurrectionist activities on January 6th. So that's the context for who this guy is. And you can go to my YouTube page or go to LamontMcClure.com and see all about this insurrectionist. So when he threatened the school board with 20 strong men, and let's be clear, he said he was going to show up with 20 strong men and remove those people. He was going to give the school board an ultimatum. They leave or he was going to remove them. In my mind, that is the definition of domestic terrorism. Now, this guy is a QAnon conspiracy theorist. He shares all the QAnon conspiracy theories. He has called for the death, the execution of public officials on his Facebook page. This guy, he is not a legitimate candidate. He is a domestic terrorist who I believe should be investigated by the federal government for his insurrectionist activities.
No, but here's the thing, Lamont. In normal times, if I'm in your shoes, I want that kind of a kook. I want somebody who's, wearing the tinfoil hat, hiding in his basement from the FBI. But sadly, we're in this post-Trump era where that scene for some gets them excited and gets them motivated. And the outrage machine just keeps promoting and pushing them. Because look, after that comment, his numbers blew up. The crazy right, he's now their darling.
Well, but you hit it on the head. It is crazy. And we're fighting for democracy here. What he wants to get his hands on the election apparatus in Northampton County. And let me explain. Because, as I mentioned earlier, we're home rule. And because we're home rule, the elections division ultimately is the responsibility of the county executive. He and his right-wing zealots know that we are a bellwether county, not just in the Commonwealth, but across the nation. And if they can win Northampton County by hook or by crook, they can create a narrative that, for instance, how could Trump have possibly lost, which we know he did,
right?
How he could have possibly lost Northampton County. We cannot let a known insurrectionist, a domestic terrorist, become county executive because they want to get their hands on the election apparatus.
No, absolutely. And this is where these are people who do not believe in democracy. These are fascists. These are people who elections are only to confirm what they already believe. And if they don't get what the results they want, they're going to do what they saw on January 6th and what he had said he was going to do, to the school boards over a mask. And this is the part that gets me, Lamont. You know, we're talking about simply a cloth over someone's face to help protect them and others. Somehow for him, that's the hill that he is willing to die on. I'm sorry, I'm missing the point here.
Yeah, so it's entirely ideological, right? It's not about science or health for them. It's not about their freedom. It's all about politics. They've staked out this extreme position. And look, people who are unvaccinated are dying. They are dying. We need to get folks vaccinated. Vaccinations save lives and livelihoods. We need to protect each other by wearing our masks and staying distant when we can. I mean, these are common sense, science-based, data-based solutions to real problems. And guys like this don't care about people dying. They just want an ideological niche so that they can seize power. And we really have to prevent that. And people can help me preventing that by going to LamontMcClure.com. and donating. I have an Act Blue page. You can donate through PayPal, or you can send me an old-fashioned check through the snail mail. I mean, I know you didn't have me on here to
no,
talk
no.
The, about
look, this is part of the game. You got to raise money to because these folks, they're raising tons of money. The outrage machine is a money-making machine. This is what they do. So we've got to help folks like you move in their direction to get good, decent, honest people into these positions, because this guy has already told us what he believes in. He doesn't believe in democracy. He doesn't believe in the rule of law. And he sure as heck doesn't believe in keeping people safe, because it's my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it's my understanding that that event took place at Lehigh Valley, the hospital campus there, right?
No. I mean, he's had several rallies outside of hospital facilities throughout the county where he's calling for anti-vaccination policies. He's calling for anti-mask policies. Look, for this guy, for Lynch, freedom equals death. I don't understand it. I don't. I don't understand what the psychology is from where a person like that comes from. I believe in life. I want to be vaccinated. I want you to be vaccinated. Vaccinations save lives and livelihoods. These masks are going to keep little kids from getting sick. But for some reason, for Lynch, freedom equals death, and I don't understand it.
Yeah, well, ultimately, and I know a bunch of people like Lynch, that freedom means freedom for them and, well, the hell with you and me. And whatever they want is the rule, and, well, democracy be damned. So as you're talking to people, because obviously this is, this is an important campaign now, what are people saying about this? I mean, do you see him gaining traction in the Lehigh Valley? Do you see him, getting any support, really? I mean, I lived there for about 10 years. It wasn't crazy then. Has it gone crazy?
It's still not crazy. The Lehigh Valley is a wonderful place
yes.
to live and work and raise your children and to hope your children stay. They don't leave. I mean, economically, we're doing great. We're the third largest region in the state. We're the third largest economic region. We're really pressing Allegheny County and Southwest PA to be the second largest. We're really close. Things are great here. We have tremendous universities, Moravian College, Lehigh, Lafayette. We're just doing really great here. And it's a great place to work. Our populations are growing. We're thriving, but we do have a small minority of people like Lynch. And I think Lynch is sort of the worst of them. I can't understand what the Republican Party was thinking, not even putting up a candidate against him. Because when you get one of our two major parties' nominations, that does give you a little bit of a imprimatur of someone who should actually be in the race. But this guy's not a legitimate candidate. He is not fit to serve. And so we're very concerned about that. Lehigh Valley, great place to live and work. We're going to beat this guy, but I need folks, I need your listeners to go to LamontMcClure.com. We've got ActBlue, PayPal. Send us some money to help us defeat this guy because he truly is dangerous. He was at the insurrection. He participated in the attempted coup. The FBI came to interview him about it. He's threatened school boards with violence. He has called for the murder of elected officials on Facebook. He spreads QAnon conspiracy. This is a very dangerous man, and we must stop him and people like him right now.
No, I'm right there with you. But here's the weird thing. The death cult, formerly known as the GOP, their only goal is restraining and destroying government, tearing things down so that private interests can control things. At least that's my view on it. You don't have to agree. I'm looking at his website. I don't see a platform other than what is the ideological death cult platform of freedom and liberty. And they don't even define what they believe those are. So when you're talking to people, is issue now important? Does it matter what you believe in how you're going to do your job? Because, you know, I was checking out the work you've done. You've done some really good work as county commissioner. Does that even matter anymore?
No, it does matter. Like I said, the folks in Northampton County and the Lehigh Valley at large, they're good people, right? We've got great people here, including a lot of Republicans. A lot of Republicans are excellent folks, great folks, hardworking folks. Not going to hear me say a bad thing about Northampton County, regular old Republican voter folks. They're good people, too. But the bottom line is I haven't raised their taxes in 3 years. I'm not going to raise them this year. We might even be able to cut them. They like that. That's something they're talking about. You ask me what they're talking about. They're talking about the fact that I don't raise their taxes. They're talking about the fact that our administration has handled the coronavirus pandemic as well as they think could possibly be handled. We've done everything we could to crush the virus. We partnered with local hospitals to create testing sites. We've partnered with local hospitals to create vaccination sites. We have obtained as much or more PPE for first responders and frontline workers than just about any county in the Commonwealth. We have saved, by throwing a lifeline to over 1,000 small businesses, almost $25 million in grants to help them survive the COVID-19 pandemic and then help them thrive when we get on the other end of it. So these are just some of the things we've done over the 4 years, and people are talking about them and they do appreciate them. And it is a message that's resonating. But I also have to address the fact that Lynch is a domestic terrorist. I am running against a legitimate domestic terrorist. And don't let it fool you that he has the imprimatur of our other major party. This guy is not fit. He is not qualified. And we need to make sure that he is not elected because he's going to get a hold of that elections apparatus. And you don't want him to be in charge of that elections apparatus when the 2022 and 2024 elections come around because you don't know what he's capable of. A guy who'll go and start an attempted coup on January 6th, a guy who threatened to forcibly remove school directors, a guy who'll call for the murder of elected officials on Facebook. He's capable of anything when he's in charge of the election, and we must stop him. So go to LamontMcClure.com and make a donation, please.
I hope folks will go there, LamontMcClure.com. We'll get links out on social media and how you can take a look at this. So, you know, I just want to be crystal clear in this because, you know, there are people who say there isn't a big difference between Democrats and Republicans. This is one of those races where there couldn't be clearer differences. One person who seems to want to tear down the rule of law and democracy and overturn elections and do all that. And also, I would argue if he's in charge, the Lehigh Valley, Northampton County could be a COVID hotspot at some point, just at a time where we can't afford to have that happen.
Well, look, for Lynch, freedom equals death, and I don't understand it. But what I can tell you is you referenced elections. We put on fair, legal, and accurate elections in Northampton County, and we're very sensitive to the fact that we're a bellwether, not just for PA, but for the whole country. And we're only an hour and a half ride from the media capital of the world, New York City. So they pay attention to what this bellwether does, maybe even more than the bellwether that Erie is. So we're very sensitive that we have to get elections right. And as a matter of fact, we were the first to report in the Commonwealth our results in 2020. That was very important for us, not only to be fast, but accurate and efficient. And we put on legal, fair, and accurate elections. And if Steve Lynch has the apparatus of elections in Northampton County, they will not be fair, legal, and accurate. And that could have very dire consequences in 22 and especially 2024. Let me give you one example. Drop boxes. He won't have drop boxes. I had drop boxes. I had four, in one in each of our county council districts. There were over 10,000 votes cast in those drop boxes. Joe Biden only won Northampton County by about 2,000 votes. There won't be drop boxes in 2024, Steve. And that's just one, that's just one lawful way that he could interfere with people's right to vote. Imagine all the unlawful things Steve Lynch would get up to. And I'm not just this, I'm not casting aspersions. This was a guy who participated in the attempted coup. This is a guy who goes on Facebook and spreads QAnon conspiracy theories. You don't have to take my word for it. Go look at his Facebook page. It's insane. And we must defeat him. We must.
No, I've seen who he is, and I pair him in the same category as someone like Doug Mastriano. So as I'm looking at the state level, to have a county executive and the state senators that we've got wanting to do the same kind of Arizona-esque recounts here and all the shenanigans that we've seen across the country, it's dangerous to have people like this in elected office. And I keep coming back to, we got to vote for good people. We need good people to run for election, and we need voters who are going to be cognizant of the fact that we've got a traitor caucus now who wants to tear down our country. So last 30 seconds, this is usually where I go, you know, give me the 30-second elevator pitch, but don't vote for the terrorist is probably the best bumper sticker you could get.
Yeah, no, look, my opponent is a domestic terrorist, and that's what's on the line here. We must defeat him. We must keep his hands off the election apparatus. I would love to be sitting here. I know you're a labor guy. I would love to be sitting here talking to you about my recent labor council endorsement, about all the support I have from the building trades, all the support I have from AFSCME. I would love to be able to talk to you about all that, all the firefighter support that I have. I have a tremendous amount of labor support. I can't talk to you about any of that because I'm running against an actual traitor to our country.
Yeah. LamontMcClure.com, the website. We'll get links out on social media. Lamont, thanks for coming on. I appreciate the time, and I hope you'll come back again and talk to us real soon.
Thanks, Rick. I appreciate it.
Good stuff. LamontMcClure.com. Go make a donation. Quick break. Right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
Remembering that united we bargain, divided we beg. Rick Smith.